In the U.S., a leading Republican senator says Iran's nuclear facilities must be bombed. Speaking at a Zionist Organization of America gala, Michelle Bachmann says Israel may be forced to bomb the Iranian facilities. Bachmann, who is a member of the House Intelligence Committee, says the Geneva nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 was a deliberate effort to harm Israel. Bachmann highlighted how the Geneva deal has left Israel isolated. The former presidential candidate says Israel may be forced to stand against Iran alone now that the P5+1 has abandoned it. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Gordon Duff, who is the senior editor of Veterans Today, and he's now joining us live via Skype from Ohio. Mr. Duff, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you react to Ms. Bachmann's remarks?
Well, Ms. Bachmann is not meaning to correct you. She's not a senator. She's a member of the House of Representatives from the state of, somewhere where it's north and very cold, and people must not have been thinking very clearly when they elected her. To most of the American people, she's known as a lunatic. She's a political extremist. And what we've learned from this essentially is that Israel has reached the bottom of the barrel as far as political backing in the United States. They've turned to Michelle Bachmann, someone who is serving their last term in Congress. They've agreed to leave under a shadow of scandal. Her popularity is non-existent. They've turned to people like Lindsey Graham, someone else who has been under clouds of suspicion for some time. They're managing to collect the flotsam and jetsam of the United States, the burned out, the maligned, the politically dead. As far as her suggestions, they're seen by most Americans. And as we've learned recently, 70% of Americans support this accord with Iran. We look forward to doing business with Iran. We look forward to, frankly, redressing the problems that we caused Iran for all of the years that we put the Shah in power. This is something we look forward to correcting. And frankly, we look forward to selling Iran a lot of pickup trucks and cars.
Right now, on the issue of Israel, is Ms. Bachmann correct in the sense that Israel is isolated now because of this deal?
Israel is isolated, Israel is desperate, and her suggestion that Israel take planes to Azerbaijan and from there bomb facilities across Iran is insane in so many ways that we couldn't possibly have time to discuss them all.
And so do you think that going forward we'll hear a lot more opinions of the like that Michelle Bachmann has aired?
No, the Israelis are actually going to eventually run out of idiots. We have a lot of stupid people in the United States, but not that many.
All right. Okay. Well, we appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, speaking to us live via Skype from Ohio.